Welcome to IELTS.net podcast Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace the Group Discussion Topic. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've encountered numerous candidates tackling the topic, describe a time when you participated in a group discussion. This theme is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also highly relevant to academic and professional settings. Let's explore how to approach this topic effectively and maximize your score, understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics, it's crucial to understand the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Let's break down each part and see how the group discussion topic might appear. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your experiences with group discussions. Here are some potential questions. Do you often participate in group discussions? What kind of group discussions have you been involved in? Do you enjoy group discussions? Why or why not? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, Band 7-8. Yes, I frequently engage in group discussions, both in my academic life and in my part-time job. At university, we often have collaborative projects that require extensive group discussions to brainstorm ideas and allocate tasks. In my workplace, we have weekly team meetings where we discuss progress and troubleshoot issues together. I find these discussions invaluable for exchanging perspectives and arriving at well-rounded solutions. This answer demonstrates a good range of vocabulary, uses complex sentences, and provides specific examples, which are key factors in achieving a high band score. Part 2, Individual Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's a sample cue card related to group discussions. Describe a time when you participated in a group discussion. You should say what the discussion was about, who was involved in the discussion, where and when the discussion took place, and explain why this discussion was important or memorable. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a particularly memorable group discussion I participated in during my final year of university. The discussion was centered around developing a sustainable urban planning project for our city. This collaborative effort involved a diverse group of students from various disciplines, including urban planning, environmental science, and sociology. There were about 8 of us in total, each bringing a unique perspective to the table. The discussion took place in our university's state-of-the-art collaborative learning space, which was equipped with interactive whiteboards and modular furniture to facilitate group work. It was a series of meetings that spanned over 2 weeks, with our main session lasting about 3 hours on a Tuesday afternoon. This discussion stands out in my memory for several reasons. Firstly, it was a prime example of interdisciplinary collaboration. The synergy between different fields of study led to some truly innovative ideas that none of us could have conceived individually. For instance, one of my colleagues from environmental science proposed integrating vertical gardens into our design, which not only addressed the issue of urban green spaces, but also tied in with the sociological aspect of community building. Moreover, the discussion was instrumental in developing my skills in negotiation and conflict resolution. There were moments of heated debate, particularly when we had to prioritize certain aspects of the project due to budget constraints. However, these challenges ultimately led to more robust and well-thought-out proposals. Lastly, this discussion was important because it mirrored real-world scenarios that we would likely encounter in our future careers. It taught me the value of active listening, constructive criticism, and the importance of finding common ground when working in a team. In conclusion, this group discussion was not just an academic exercise, but a formative experience that enhanced my collaborative skills and gave me practical insights into the complexities of urban planning and teamwork. This answer demonstrates extensive vocabulary, bolded words, coherent structure following the cue card prompts, detailed examples and explanations, complex sentence structures, personal reflection on the importance of the discussion. Follow-up questions. The examiner might ask additional questions such as, how did you contribute to the discussion? Were there any challenges during the discussion? How did you overcome them? Sample answer, Band 8-9. My primary contribution was in synthesizing the various ideas presented and facilitating consensus. I often recapitulated key points and proposed compromises when there were conflicting views. This helped in maintaining the discussion's focus and driving it towards concrete outcomes. As for challenges, the main hurdle was reconciling the diverse perspectives from different disciplines. At times, it felt like we were speaking different languages. To overcome this, I suggested we create a shared glossary of terms and regularly summarize our progress in layman's terms. This significantly improved our communication and led to more productive exchanges. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. What are the benefits of group discussions in educational settings? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Group discussions in educational contexts offer myriad benefits. Firstly, they foster collaborative learning, allowing students to pool their knowledge and gain insights from peers with diverse perspectives. This synergistic approach often leads to a deeper understanding of complex topics. Moreover, group discussions hone critical thinking skills. When students are exposed to conflicting viewpoints, they're compelled to analyze, evaluate, and defend their own positions, which sharpens their argumentative abilities. Additionally, these discussions mirror real-world scenarios, preparing students for future professional environments where teamwork and communication are paramount. They provide a safe space to practice articulating ideas, active listening, and constructive criticism, all essential soft skills in today's job market. Lastly, group discussions can boost student engagement. The interactive nature of these sessions often makes learning more enjoyable and memorable, leading to improved retention of information and increased motivation to participate in class. How have digital technologies changed the nature of group discussions? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Digital technologies have revolutionized the landscape of group discussions in several significant ways. Firstly, they've transcended geographical boundaries, enabling participants from different parts of the world to engage in real-time discussions. This global connectivity has enriched the diversity of perspectives in many discussions. Furthermore, digital platforms have introduced new modes of interaction. Features like screen sharing, virtual whiteboards, and instant polling have made discussions more dynamic and interactive. These tools allow for more efficient collaboration and immediate feedback. However, it's worth noting that digital discussions also present unique challenges. The lack of physical presence can sometimes lead to reduced nonverbal communication, which may impact the depth of understanding between participants. Additionally, technical issues can disrupt the flow of conversation. On the flip side, digital platforms have made discussions more inclusive. People who might feel uncomfortable speaking up in person may find it easier to contribute via chat functions or anonymized feedback tools. This has the potential to amplify voices that might otherwise go unheard. Lastly, digital technologies have made it easier to record, transcribe, and analyze discussions. This allows for more thorough post-discussion review and knowledge retention, enhancing the overall learning experience. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to group discussions. Collaborative effort, collaborative FERT, noun phrase, a task or project where multiple people work together. Example, the group project was a true collaborative effort with each member contributing their unique skills. Synergy, synerge, noun, the interaction of elements that when combined produce a total effect that is greater than the sum of the individual elements. Example, the synergy within our team led to innovative solutions we couldn't have developed individually. Interdisciplinary, adjective, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example, our interdisciplinary approach combined insights from biology, chemistry, and physics. Consensus, kenses, noun, a general agreement. Example, after hours of debate, we finally reached a consensus on the project direction. Facilitate, verb, to make an action or process easier. Example, the moderator's role was to facilitate a productive discussion among the participants. Articulate, articulate, verb, to express thoughts or ideas clearly and effectively. Example, she articulated her points clearly, making it easy for everyone to understand her perspective. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing group activities. Practice regularly. Engage in mock discussions with friends or language exchange partners. Expand your vocabulary. Focus on learning topic-specific terms and idiomatic expressions. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate with examples and personal experiences. Work on fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses. Use linking words to connect your ideas. Be aware of your grammar. While speaking naturally, try to incorporate a range of grammatical structures. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the questions fully before answering. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors. For more practice on related topics, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a time when you participated in a cultural activity. Describe a time when you were involved in a group activity. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about group discussions in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck!